recording, podcast, the love of my life, what I look forward to all week long, I've got ginormous news. I've been slaving away at this for 2, 3, 4, 5 months. Wait, hold on a second. I need a blank piece of paper to hold. This doesn't sound right without it. Okay, there we go. I have been slaving over this for the last several months. I've finally set up a system in web development. Look, if you're not into web geek stuff, just humor me, okay? You're going to listen. This is the podcast weekly where I talk about what's been going on in my life. And I'll tell you, you know, the podcast thing is probably my first love as far as a vocation, because that's probably what keeps me doing it, I suppose. Then again, I sometimes just do things out of sheer habit. All week long, I study different things. I'm mentoring the people around me. I've got an ongoing developing English curriculum. Oh, I for that matter, if you're watching on the video, this is hilarious. I'm just waving on this blank sheet of paper, but it really sounds. I wrote out 111 beginning English sentences. Native speaker ESL, I treat it the same way. These are things that native English speakers first learn to say around the house when they're kids. I don't know if you know this or not. This is very important. It's absolutely vital, actually, when it comes to language acquisition, learning. English or any language learner, young student, early stages of vocabulary, just starting to read, must learn to read and write those simple statements that they make every day. Can I go to the bathroom? You know, they need to read that as a sentence and write it down. Could I have some ketchup, please? They need to read that and write it down, those things. I made my bed. Okay, can I have ice cream tonight? Let's watch a movie. They need to see those normal sentences, read them, understand the phonics of how it works, write them down. That's when reading and writing begins and how it begins. And I wrote 111 such sentences. It's at write.pink, write.pink/111. And so if you've got kids, or if you're in ESL world and you need the basic sentences to give ESL to, again, see, my English curriculum is designed for native speakers and second language learners just alike. I'm a very holistic person in how I do this. Okay, so I finished that and got that done. I've just been wanting to get it done. Excuse me. So I finally chalked it up and did it. See, I do these things all week long. I'm learning and managing computer stuff. I'm dealing with, excuse me. I'm sorry. I've got dust from China. That is disgusting. That's sick sounding. Ugh. My goodness here. Oh, you know what I found out this week? I found a way. There's a home remedy for cockroaches. Yes. Yes. It's, bay leaves will keep cockroaches out, and so will lemons. Lemon peels, lemon juice. That's another thing. It just keeps them out. But to kill them, well, I don't mean to bore you if you're uninterested. I mean, the problem with cockroaches, I mean, they're kind of cute to look at, actually. One cockroach in the movie WALL-E was, he was adorable. Like, he'd get run over, and cockroaches are, like, can they go with, like, 40 seconds underwater? Like, they can live, like, a month without food, like, 2 weeks without water. Like, they're weird, robust creatures, cockroaches. The problem is they poop and pee in the house and make the whole house stink. That's the problem with them. You know, just being gross, like, there has to be a reason in my book for something to be gross. Okay, all right, fine. If you really want to know, and if it's not wasting your time, I'll tell you. Baking soda and sugar, equal parts. The sugar draws them in. The baking soda kills them. I presume it's because the baking soda goes inside and does the soda thing. And they're not able, you know, speaking of soda, hold on. Let me, there we go. See, now listen to this carefully. Cockroaches can't do that. There it is again. They can't do that, and they can't do that. Cockroaches can't speak French. They you know, have you ever seen a French cockroach? Okay, my point exactly. So they can't, so they just explode, boom, and that's why the baking soda does it. I presume anyway. I assume it's not just a poison, but yep, equal parts baking soda, sugar. The sugar lures them, and baking soda does the coup de grace, which is French. But anyhow, what else? Okay. Oh, as I first mentioned, software development. See, well, you know, I'm doing different things all week long and I'm in Asia, but I try to keep Asia related stuff, you know, to the Taiwan special. Oh, French coming soon. Pardon my French. Because you know why I say that's French is because you're supposed to belch at the dinner table in French culture. That's anyhow there's, but so, okay. Where was I? This week, I got software developed. I've been working on this for maybe 2 months. I finally got the back end done. I finally got it working. It's working. Excuse me. Not quite fully out of alpha, but pretty much ready to go beta. I've test driven it. The engine works. It rolls down the road. It's taken the sledgehammer test. It works. The VPS, the virtual private server that has complete control over its own DNS records. And that means that they're entirely automated. So, you know how if you got like a self-hosted WordPress site, you register a domain, right? Register a domain, and then you want to like use your store over here and then have a blog over there and then email with these guys, and you got to log into your domain registrar and set this domain DNS record and that DNS record, right? Okay, boom. Mine handles it for you. In fact, the framework is set in place where you could just say, I want this to point to Shopify. There you go. It just does it. You don't have to log in and mess with, I want this to use Yahoo email. Or I want I want Gmail to host my or Outlook, whichever, to host my email for this stuff. Okay, boom, there you go. The framework is in place to make that stuff work, and that's absolutely essential to make email work correctly. So the VPS is automatically controlling its own DNS records. This is a big deal. Because usually a registered DNS is like, how do you manage this stuff? It's one more thing to manage. Done, automated. That means I can develop stuff faster. This is going to change everything. I mean, imagine if there was a WordPress plugin that says, this is going to be my blog and that's going to be my Shopify URL, and you put it in your WordPress site and it just, the DNS gets taken care of automatically. See, no one's done that before. Not really. I've laid in the framework for it. What I've done could force other things to like adjust their direction. Like this could be a breakthrough thing just because people aren't doing it. Now I've still got to work out the interface. Like I'm the only one who knows how to tell the server to do this. You could look at my software, verb.inc, the Verber software, and see how that works. But anyhow, that's breakthrough. So having that finished, I'm probably going to start. I mean, that was a big one because I'd have to go in these like 10-hour marathons to line everything up, and then I'm nowhere near finished, and I've got to go do another marathon and do more lining up, and then it's still not like I'm done with those. It's working. I just got to tweak it and add stuff in piecemeal, which is fine. So now I might start releasing some more books. I might start taking some of my large chunks of time and focusing on more books, keep learning. This has been a regular podcast. I do these every week. I tell you what's happening in my life just because I hope that maybe you can learn something and maybe you can get the healthy reminder that it's good to continue your own projects. Be profitable, be useful, be be valuable in whatever you're doing. See you tomorrow in the Taiwan special.